This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The stock market is buoyed by some healthcare news. I'm David Brancaccio. First, a majority of owners now have the option to postpone their mortgage payments for up to a year for COVID-19 reasons. But what about renters? 84% of apartment dwellers have paid rent for the month. That is higher than a week ago, but many cannot pay in full. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Jesse Carrier has lost 30% of her income as a tech industry recruiter in Berkeley, California. So when it came time to pay her share of the rent this month,
we did the calculations and figured out that I could pay $900 of my $1,275 a month. And I wrote a letter to the landlord explaining my situation.
Now she's just hoping for the best. Like a lot of cities, Berkeley has halted evictions for failure to pay rent, but landlords can get a waiver if they're facing hardship. Some landlords are trying to meet tenants halfway by waiving a month's rent or spreading out payments. Sarah Fryer owns two rental buildings in Chicago and Austin. She was able to pause payments on one of her mortgages, so she lowered the rent for all her tenants from an average of around $800 to $500.
I know that they're stuck at home. I know they're not working at the bar. They're not working at the shops they work at. You know, the last thing I wanted anyone to be doing was worrying about that.
Fryer also gets it on a personal level. She rents the apartment she lives in San Diego. And as a bathroom designer who can't go into people's houses right now, she's unemployed. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
In early trading, the Dow is up 503 points, 2.1%, S&P up 2%, the NASDAQ up 1.1%. Market players are focused on outlines offered for letting some workplaces eventually phase back in, and a report in Stat, a respected health science news publication, that a treatment for COVID-19 has shown promise in a University of Chicago study of 125 people. Stock in the drug's maker, Gilead Sciences, is up 9% now, treatment not vaccine. Meanwhile, stock in Abbott Labs went up 6% yesterday with its promise of rapid tests for the coronavirus. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Abbott makes a rapid coronavirus test that it says can show whether someone is infected in as little as 5 minutes. It's already shipped 500,000 tests, prioritizing access for healthcare workers and first responders. The company now says it's ramping up production and will manufacture 2 million tests a month by June, with the goal of making the rapid tests available to the general population through urgent care centers, nursing homes, and other clinical settings. Abbott also has announced the launch of another test that detects antibodies to determine whether someone was previously infected with the novel coronavirus. The drug maker plans to ship 4 million of those tests this month and up to 20 million by June. Public health experts have said widespread testing is key to fighting the pandemic and restarting economic activity. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Expressing less optimism for the world economy, the price of crude oil is down more than 10% now, below $18 a barrel.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
The Philly Fed has just surveyed factories in its region and found activity has dried up much more this month than even during the 2008 financial crisis. It did find more optimism about future hiring and shipments. Where is all this going? Let's consult the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, Patrick Harker. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David.
What's your feeling about a rebound? I mean, we're going to be knocking along the bottom until we get a vaccine. That could be a year if we're lucky.
Yeah, we're going to hit a bottom, and we'll probably stay there for a little while, so I'm not in the camp of thinking this is a V. On the other hand, I do think if we reopen the economy carefully, and I emphasize carefully, that is by geography, by sector of the economy, where we can assure the safety of the workers and of the consumers, I think we can start to climb out of this. Now, there are some areas, some sectors that will take some time. Mass gatherings are going to take a long time before we're doing those again. But I think a combination of being prudent, being careful, and having technology, medical technology, come to bear to help us get the economy back up and running. I think that is quite possible in the relatively short term. But again, it will be not just flipping a light switch, as people have said. It's going to take some time.
The Fed has made a lot of credit available ultimately for small to medium-sized businesses to borrow. Is that working? Does our central banking system need to do more? What do you think?
We have used up the initial tranche of funding from Congress. And so I think there's more that can be done there. But there's clearly a need for this in the economy right now. I mean, you start with the macro picture. We need to keep intact, to the extent we can, the economic infrastructure of this country. And a lot of that economic infrastructure are these small businesses, including the micro businesses. These are sole proprietors, a couple of people. They may not have a business checking account. They may just run it out of their personal checking account. So we're now trying to think of ways we can help those businesses as well. We don't have final answers on that, but it is something on our agenda.
And the Fed is trying to be sure that the banks that would lend have the reserves on hand to do so.
Correct. I mean, we have done a variety of things, both in terms of adding liquidity to the markets, and we learned our lesson from the financial crisis. And this is much deeper than the financial crisis in terms of its impact on the American society. We learned to act quickly and act comprehensively to build programs that create liquidity across the spectrum. And we've also worked with banks on the supervisory side of the house to help them work through this as well.
Pat Harker is President and Chief Executive Officer of the Federal Reserve of Philadelphia. Mr. Harker, thank you so much for this.
Thanks, David. Be safe.
I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.